ラジオ ETC。 映画レミーのレストランの主人公はネズミ。地上に出たレミーはパリの夜景を見渡しながらこう言います。 Paris? All this time? I've been underneath Paris? 僕はずっとパリの地下にいたんだ。さてこの underneath the Paris の underneath を under に置き換えてみることはできるのでしょうか。 under と underneath、 どんなニュアンスの違いがあるのでしょう。 ETC のダイアン先生に質問をしてみました。
But when we use under, usually it means, for example, under the table. Then it's just simply below something.
Okay.
But you can see maybe. But when we say underneath,Then sometimes it means it is hidden, maybe. And in this case, you see, he's a mouse, so he's been living in the maybe sewage or in the gutter or something. So in his case, he's talking about the land above the world he knew underground. So then, of course, the mice are usually hidden somewhere. Underground.
I see. So underneath is that I can't see the
rats. Usually, yeah, usually. Of course, we can use it the same, but when you say underneath, it usually means something is hidden.
I see.
So, for example, if you lose your keys or something, is it underneath the cushion? That means you can search and pick it up, and maybe it's under there.
I see.
For example, my cat likes to hide under the bed covering.
So my cat is
underneath the bedspread.
Bedspread. What does
bed? The bed covering.
次回も ETC のダイアン先生のレッスンの様子をお伝えします。どうぞお楽しみに。